A reading from Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 13. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" When first reading this passage in today's gospel, I was immediately reminded of my childhood when, growing up in the city, our neighbors, who we considered friends, seemed to have an open door policy when others were in need. Asking another for an extra cup of sugar to complete a baking task, or the borrow of a well-earned dollar to help out with the family needs until payday arrived, seemed quite ordinary. It certainly wasn't extraordinary. In most cases, when neighbors responded, our knocking on the door or ringing of the doorbell, regardless of the time, did not need a repetition of persistent asking. Sometimes today, our generosity in responding to one another's needs seems to be overshadowed by the hectic pace of life, which results in a focus of self-service rather than service to others. Or we expect all of our requests to be answered immediately, if not sooner. In this story, which follows the passage where Jesus teaches the apostles how to pray through the prayer of the Our Father, there are several thoughts that come to mind. The first is that asking is an option for all of us on both the giving and receiving end, and we are reminded to be generous and open to those in need. Jesus also reminds us to remember to have a posture of patience and persistence in our asking that is motivated by hope in God's loving kindness and care for us. This is essential. Here, Jesus points out that it wasn't actually the friendship that would push the man to get up and give his friend bread, but rather the friend's continual asking for bread that would lead him to respond with generosity to serve his neighbor. When the needy man was turned down, he didn't lose hope, but rather continued to knock on the door. We don't know how long he knocked, but for sure he knocked more than once, and until his friend gave in. Take note, it wasn't the friendship that was considered here. It was the asker's continuous asking in patience that led to the generous outcome. Sometimes we approach God with an attitude of bargaining, rather one that is open and honest and persistent. We ask for what is best for us and for others. How do we ask? This approach that is driven by our faith tells us that with God all things are possible. Thus, with God, we need not bargain, just knock and knock on his door. And always remember, God is never inconvenienced with our persistent requests.